O'Rourke is the 13th Democrat to officially join the 2020 campaign. Gail King sat down with him in Iowa, and Ed O'Keefe was there for his announcement.
Like he did in Texas, Beto O'Rourke kept a small footprint on his first day on the presidential campaign trail, even driving his own car.
Why'd you choose to start in this corner of the state?
This is a very important part of America that isn't listened to often enough.
It's his first ever trip to Iowa.
Good morning. Pronounce your first name.
Beto.
Along with his name, voters are still learning what the former three-term congressman from El Paso stands for, including universal health care, a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, and universal background checks for gun buyers. CBS This Morning co-host Gail King spoke with O'Rourke for his first TV sit-down interview since announcing his candidacy.
People said we had a candidate who didn't have vast political experience, and maybe now this time we need somebody in the White House who has, you know, been around the block a few times, who has greater experience than yourself.
Right.
And clearly you're not deterred by that.
Right. I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of experience you're looking for. I've got experience hiring people, creating jobs, developing the economy of the community in which I live, serving in local government, with Amy helping to raise a family, and finding ways to work across the aisle to get legislation passed even when I'm in the minority party.
A recent poll of Iowa Democrats put O'Rourke in fifth place behind former Vice President Joe Biden, who's expected to join the race next month, and three senators. That's a decent start for the 46-year-old who lost the Senate race last year. But it's the fact that he lost by only 3 points in ruby red Texas and how he did it that has won him fans nationwide and worries other Democratic campaigns. He traveled with a small team, never hired consultants, and raised a record $80 million. His popularity stems in part from his constant use of social media, even during a dental cleaning.
And what is it about him that maybe piques your interest?
He just looks very charismatic and seems like he could really make a change.
President Trump said he saw O'Rourke today, too.
I've never seen so much hand movement. I said, is he crazy or is that just the way he acts?
In a new cover story for Vanity Fair magazine, O'Rourke expresses extreme confidence in his chances, saying, quote, I am born to do this.